Jammers.
Wait, what's the ship?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast. Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's selfish help.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
You know what? It's Christmas. We're going to work it out.
Hey, I'm here.
You're here.
So excited that I'm just here.
There are so many things that have gone wrong with our action episode so far.
I know.
Oh, people really liked that episode.
Jim?
I find it hilarious.
I know.
The last one?
Yeah, the one where Thomas was a cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that was great.
It was so funny because I was like, I don't think people, they might not be into it, but I'm like, well, whatever, we're doing it. But it turns out he is a cunt.
I thought people were going to not be into it at all and be like, this is so dumb. But people really liked it.
I know.
No, it was great.
You know what I think it is?
Thanks.
I think it's because, you know, everyone's so mad this week getting ready for the holidays. Like, I'm running around just like, oh, fuck everything. Fuck this. Fuck that. Fuck.
You do that every week, though.
Yeah,
that's that's not like a holiday.
You're not wrong.
Stop trying to blame the joy of Christmas on you being
just
a miserable Scrooge all year.
You know what? This week I get to blame the birth of Christ. So you know what? Fuck all you guys.
Yeah. No, people just like the episode because Thomas is dumb. And it's mostly just me and Megan reading. They're like, oh, I think they're probably just impressed that we can read.
I was just going to say, they were just impressed we could read.
So wait, did Thomas listen to that episode?
I don't know.
You haven't heard from him?
No, I emailed him right afterwards. And I was like, I was going to post those emails too on the account later. But I emailed him right afterwards. Well, Megan responded with a very passive-aggressive cunty email, which is hilarious.
I did. It was really good.
And then I emailed him and I was like, hey, you can't listen to my podcast anymore. This is your choice. If you want to keep fucking me, great. You're not coming to shows. You can't listen to podcasts. And I don't want your feedback. So you have to pick. And obviously,
like that puts.
What if I'm like, no, he actually picked the podcast.
He picked Jammers.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it. That's a ringing endorsement of the podcast then. So yeah. I would be very happy.
Yeah, no, he said he's like, fine, I'll stay out of it. But he probably is secretly listening to it. And I don't care.
Oh, 100%. And then next thing he's going to be like real shitty.
I don't care.
But
good.
Not tell you. He's going to be like, meh.
No, I think, or what if he just does it's the opposite. And instead we go to like a really nice restaurant with like chairs that he planned. I felt bad. Whatever. He's an idiot. Fuck that guy.
Don't feel bad. He dug his own grave with
him. Yeah. That email was ridiculous. I can't imagine. I would flip out.
Yeah. Thank you for listening and thank you for reading.
Yeah. So as
we have a guest.
As much as I would love to rehash the past, this is a big production episode for Jammers. Yeah. We've really gone above and beyond. We are selfish helping all across the USA.
Yes, we are.
Really?
Yeah, I can't believe you guys.
Maybe we need a full proper intro.
Megan, do the intro. Now see how fun it is and easy it is to be a guest on the show.
Yeah, it's email me with your cool job and then I will spend 24 hours traveling.
Yeah, it wasn't hard at all to get you here.
It doesn't take a lot.
This was in my head, this was gonna be like a real easy peasy, oh, just a slight detour on our holiday trip. It was not. It was certainly not. But I got a free egg white omelet.
Nice.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
And Embassy Suites. Shout out to Embassy Suites, guys.
Which Embassy Suites?
The Phoenix Airport.
So what the fuck?
Nice. It's right by Carl's Jr.
So wait a minute. So where are you? Where are you guys?
Okay, I am in Kansas City right now.
Shout out Kansas
Sarah.
City.
Is it Breeby?
Bribey.
Bribey. Fuck.
Oh, Sarah
I'm terrible
Bribey.
At hosting comedy.
Sorry,
shows.
It's the one you didn't like.
See, you guys, I can't read. Despite last episode, I actually cannot read.
I know. We improv the whole thing and then we listened to the audio and did a transcription. It's like we said the first episode, we're comedic geniuses. Everyone needs to.
Somebody asked if it was real. Somebody on the Instagram was like, is this real? And I wanted to be like, you caught us. We are genius playwrights.
Yeah.
Just making it all up. That sounds harder than just doing it.
Exactly. We're very geniuses.
It's like if you were really, you would know we barely make time to do the actual podcast. We barely put effort into talking with each other for an hour and being where's a callback? How do I get the fuck out of this thing?
I'm not going to type
an email.
We take a lot of time into the podcast. You guys are joshing.
We are joshing around, yeah, Steven.
Joshing.
Or, dad. Literally dad.
Or is it Thomas?
Are you going to call us a gang? Like, what are y'all gang doing later? Is the gang going to hang out later? My dad used to do all the time and annoyed the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's like a very dad thing to call your friends like a gang.
Yeah.
Well,
like
I'm
a
sure.
1950s street tough.
Wow.
My parents said, some parents said that just if there was like one Mexican kid, they're like, oh, what are you in a gang now? So it was the same thing, but it was just like very racist.
Yeah.
This is my friend Lavina. Oh, you're in a gang now?
Yeah. Oh.
Shout out to Lavina Loya. I know it sounds black. She's Mexican. That's an inside. It's a joke we had growing up. People would be like, oh, Lavina. And they were like, no, she's Mexican. And they'd be like, oh, it's Lavina.
And then they did another racist thing to make up for it.
Yep.
They're like, oh, I got the wrong racist down there.
Yeah. It would be like everyone. Like, yeah. And you'd call Tower Records to reserve something. It was one of our favorite things is having people say her name in five different racist ways. So wait a minute. Sarah Bribee.
Yes.
Yes, I said it right. You got your friend sent a Jamalam to say happy birthday to you, correct? Yes.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Bridget.
Fuck yeah.
Bridget.
And Sarah emailed us out of the blue. I was like, hey, if you're ever in Kansas City.
Thank God you were drunk. Yeah. Thank God you were drunk.
We were real excited.
Yeah. That's.
And she was,
you're here. It's so crazy.
Can you imagine? Well, that's the nice thing.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I did not mean it. That was an empty offer. I did not mean for you to come to my place of work.
The joke's on you because we are pretty consistently drunk. So we got that email. Megan's been drunk on layovers and sleeping in airports for the last 3 days. So here we go.
Yeah. I'm drinking
we're
right
drinking.
Now.
So we got, well,
cheers.
We got an email from Sarah and she was like, hey, I'm a butcher in Kansas City. If you guys are ever in Kansas City, come do butcher stuff. That was the way I interpreted.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to cut up a pig later.
Yeah, I'm really
for real?
Excited.
Yeah.
Wait,
so that's why we're drinking with her right now.
I think we were so fascinated by your email because it was like, okay, this chick sounds like a total badass. How did you become a butcher? Did you always want to become a butcher? How? What the fuck?
No, I just had like a really shitty job I used to shop here. And I was like, how do I work here? And they're like, well, just come on in. And I came in and they just kept letting me come back. So
that's fucking cool. Only
that
in
is
Kansas
fucking
City.
Cool.
Because I'm a horrible employee. The worst.
Proof right here.
Right.
We are above her place of work.
Yes. Drinking.
Drinking.
You let a stranger into the building.
One of us could be murderers.
Oh, for sure. Preston, 1,000,000%.
So how many?
He's literally sitting in the dark in the corner.
I believe it. In my mind, he's facing the corner like Blair Witch, just rocking back and forth.
Not far off.
No, he can't hear you. If he could hear you, then he would be doing that.
So how long since you wandered into the butcher shop?
It's been 5 years.
Wow.
That's a long wander.
Yeah, so I used to make sandwiches in the truck and then just worked my way.
Do you start as like an apprentice butcher and then fucking butcher your way up?
To the top? Definitely not that organized. We're just kind of like, if we need a second pair of hands on a pig, just like get in here and cut up this ham. Please.
Oh, that sounds like the last threesome I was in.
I was about to say, Thomas, any of this sound familiar?
Right. I need an extra set of hands on this pig. I'm right here, Thomas. I did get your email. Son of a bitch. So wait a minute. So is this the longest job you've ever had? Because you said you're a terrible employee.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. And are you bad at this job also?
I'm just a bad person.
Okay.
We're on board with that.
Let's dig into why are you such a bad person?
Oh, what's I just worst, drink too much.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Oh, in general?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I might have to cut
no.
this.
Yeah.
This is admissible.
Feels like
I have a pussy fart gang story.
Do it.
Please.
Oh, I'm
so
into it.
When I was in, I didn't know I was being bad, but like, this is just part of how it goes. Anyways, I was at a church camp in sixth grade and we were doing a like show and tell or like, what do you call it? Not
talent
truth
show?
Or dare. Talent show.
Wow.
And
truth or dare?
Yeah, that's what me and Wendy call every comedy show we've ever been a part of.
Is so it a talent show? It's more of a truth or dare.
I queefed in front of a queef on command in front of a crowd of like 60 children.
Shut
Stop
up.
It.
That's a legit pussy fart gang story. You're like the mayor of the pussy fart gang.
I know.
We have chapter presidents, not mayors. We're gang.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've just, you know, shit like that all the time.
Now, wait, were you drunk
stopped.
Then? Who like,
no,
who
I was in sixth grade. I didn't really realize what I was doing.
You just, you like, know,
I just knew I was farting out of my.
Just like my mom's second cousin used to think it was real cute when I queefed after he fingered me. I hope you weren't molested. I don't know you, but it seems
I was never molested. Can you believe it?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. We lost
the connection.
We lost the connection.
We're going to wait. We're going to keep up. We're going to keep recording on our end.
Yeah.
Yes. What should we? Oh, what do we want to talk about?
I don't know anything. She seems like she's nutty and fabulous.
I know. Now, what I want to know is, was that a good move or a bad move I asked her if she was molested?
Oh, my God.
And I don't know her. And we're back.
And we're
okay.
back.
Okay.
We got gotcha. You.
Kept recording. Sorry.
Wow.
So I tried to do a fancy thing and call you from Preston's computer. Okay. Little inside podcast knowledge.
Okay.
This is normally what we do. This
oh, yeah?
is what I see. I prop my phone up on a cup of pens and look at their faces. But I was like, I'm a fucking professional. We've got a guest. I'm going to get Preston's computer out so it's a larger screen. And then I think
did not work.
We broke his computer.
No, it's I like this better. This is
it's more
better.
Intimate.
Yeah.
Is this more fun?
It's definitely a more solid
way more
connection.
Fun.
Yeah. I look more petite on an iPhone, right?
Yeah. It's so much better when our faces are smaller. Oh, it's horrifying. They have me like up on an iPad. Ooh,
yeah.
We've seen it.
I'll take a picture. I have the two of you. So you tell me about how you got molested and that's where we left off.
Yeah. Wait, which one? Who's going first?
While you're doing that, I'm taking a picture so you can see how cute you look on screen. 5, 6, ooh. 7, 8 picture. Ooh. And molestation story, popcorn, Sarah.
Yeah, sadly, I mean, not sadly. Surprisingly.
Unfortunately, I was never molested as a child.
Yeah, no, I can't be in that club. Thank God. My sister and I talk about it, actually. Like, I can't believe that we got out of childhood without being one of the million people that were molested.
Was I just not a sexy kid?
You know I know. I mean? Were you guys looking at pictures? They were trying to find something for Throwback Thursday, and they're like, we were so hot.
Yeah. Why didn't no one touch me?
Well, you're in luck, Sarah, because it's a surprise on you. Merry early Christmas. Preston, get in there with your dick.
Jesus.
You are getting raped in the upstairs of your work.
Oh, good.
Yeah, this podcast has been an elaborate ruse to find a person in the Midwest conveniently close enough to my boyfriend's family that we could drive to and then rape them.
Right. Wow.
And then
I can't believe you chose me.
You're welcome. It is quite the honor.
They're like, we're going to rape you and then we're going to force you to make us a really nice sandwich.
Yeah. But don't worry. I'll buy a bunch of stuff from your fancy butcher shop to take home.
Yeah.
Well, my dad worked at Jiffy Lube when I was growing up. And back in the day, their slogan was, I'm fast and I'm good. So there's pictures of me as a child, like in I'm fast and I'm good Jiffy Lube shirts, which is totally inappropriate.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were wearing those shirts around with that sweet 8-year-old ass that I'm sure you had and you didn't get molested.
No, I think this has gotten out that you were too sexy of a kid. I bet you were you were molested a little bit or like really badly, like so badly that your brain blocked it out.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Yeah, that's
don't worry. Well, let's just go with that.
You were violently molested.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
She's like, I'm sure I wasn't molested. So what do you do for a job? Well, I was working in retail. And then I was like, I want to gut animals. I'm sure there's no hidden trauma.
It's the only job I've ever liked.
Yeah, it's fine.
Pretty sure it's unrelated to the violent molestation that I'm going to discover in my 40s.
Sarah, do
I'm starting
you actually
have flashbacks now?
Sarah, do you actually have to deal with people anymore or do you exclusively just throttle
animal carcasses?
She does.
I watched her. She was great.
Oh, no, I have to deal with a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm the GM now, so I just kind of run the show.
Wow. If you
scare yeah, I know, right? The general manager.
Yeah, she was really turning the customer service, which is that what you did is exactly what I want in a butcher shop. We walked in and she was like, there's two guys. And she's like, do you need something?
Yes.
And I was like, yes. You're in a butcher shop. What do you want? Let me give you meats.
Well, plus we did like $10,000 in business today. So you got to shuffle through. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Oh, I can't wait to send you guys pictures of this place is legit like in Nowheresville. It's like industrial as fuck. We were driving down here. Our Airbnb is like a mile away. So we just did like two turns and then we go down this long stretch of road that's just warehouses.
Is it outside of Kansas City or like where are you exactly?
No, this is actually like the original KC neighborhood. There's a giant switch yard right next to my shop. So there's trains everywhere. And it was like the original hub of the city. But the neighborhood's crazy. Boogans everywhere.
Yeah. Friggin' boogans left and right. You know what I'm saying?
What
the fuck is a boogan?
Oh, I'm sorry. You fucking loser. You don't know what a boogan is. These fucking idiots.
I mean,
in there,
I'm just assuming it's horrendously racist, but.
No, it's it's like white Ozark people that moved from the Ozark Hills into the city and then like created their Ozarky environment in the city.
It's redneck. It's like Hicks.
What?
Scrappy.
Oh. But isn't meth. Boogan? Oh, it's such a good name.
It's called Boogan.
Yeah,
Boogans.
Call them Boogans.
It sounds like something you find on a Star Wars planet.
It's so good.
Yeah, there's crazy people everywhere. It's awesome.
And what do they eat mostly? They just eat the leftover brains that you throw in the dumpster. It has to be 3-day-old brains. It sounds terrifying.
It is terrifying down here.
Oh, there's zombies. They're straight up zombies. That's what they call zombies here. Yeah. Boogans.
Welcome to Kansas City.
I almost made a terrible zombie pun and I won't do it. Every time you see him, you're like, boo, again? Thank you, good night. Wow. I had to go
you
get
know
a beer.
What's the most annoying about you is that like as soon as you're like, I almost made, I was like, she's gonna say
she's
it.
Gonna do it.
She's gonna be like coming. I stopped myself. Just kidding.
It's what's like an orgasm. It's like right before a guy comes. It's nice if they announce it because it's like, you know, it's going to happen anyway, but it's also not going to be good. So I'm letting you know so you can jump out of the way.
However, they usually don't say, hey, I'm not going to come and then come.
I would actually
know it's happening.
I would actually compare it more to like if a guy was going to come and then he shit himself.
I'll take it. I like it.
No laughs on that.
They froze.
No, the computer just froze. I thought they just gave me the worst stank face.
Oh my god, that was the fun.
I thought that just landed so flat that they were emotionless.
I was like, oh, it's more like a guy coming, and then instead of coming, he shits himself. That was a very funny joke. And then you guys froze with these like mad faces.
Yeah, you look like I pissed you off.
Oh, it's so much on our end. You're still going. It's just like super slow mo.
So your hand's like moving towards
so
your
Steven's
dick.
So Steven's like talking and it's like, it was so good.
It's scary. The last time you guys froze again and I looked and it's like, I feel like we're in a Twilight Zone and I'm like, our friends turned back into mannequins.
I thought you were just fucking with us the second time and just moving slow and not talking.
Yeah, she thought that you heard us. We were so, because it was like fast enough that it looked like a person being like, I'm in slow motion.
That is... Dude, we're freaking. This feels like a scary sleepover, kind of, right?
Well, we are in a essentially abandoned apartment.
Yeah, it used to be a brothel.
Oh. And it's above a butcher shop.
There's ghosts there.
Definitely ghosts in here.
Yeah.
Sure. I used to live it up here.
Let's do a seance.
Yeah, I broke up with my boyfriend and asked my boss after like working there a month if I could move it upstairs. It didn't work out very well.
Sarah,
he was like, "Yeah, you gotta go."
Oh.
Wait, that used to be a brothel?
Yeah, back in the day, it was like a saloon downstairs. So the bedrooms have multiple doors because there used to be smaller bedrooms.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds
like my apartment now, except for just an illegally converted space. Except for the fucking. I mean, I am being fucked, but it's by a landlord who doesn't show up. Yeah, it's a nightmare. So wait a minute. So now you walk in and you're like, hey, I want to work here. This is inspirational for people listening.
This is very inspirational. Yeah. She fucking had shitty jobs that she didn't like and then she found a thing she liked.
So I walked in, I said, hey, I want to work here. And my boss was like, had bad luck with females in the past. And was like, I don't know about her, but hired me.
And you're like, let me show you this video of me at my sixth grade talent competition queefing on command. Hold on.
You're hired, kid.
Look, I got a tight 5 minutes of queefing that I know you can't turn down.
We'll get that brothel started back upstairs.
That'll be fine.
Wait, Sarah, I am curious. How rare is it? Because I think we were all really struck. We were like, wow, this fucking badass chick is a butcher. Like, I think we were all just struck by female butcher. Is it super rare? Like, do you guys hang out? Is there a female butcher club?
No, okay. Not. I mean, Jesus. There is a female butcher club. I haven't attended. Yeah, it's called Girls Meat Club. Super original.
Stop it.
Oh, really?
That sounds like something I named and I want to join.
Yeah.
It should be called like Beef Curtains or something. Like the Beef Curtain Association or something.
If you're female
butchers, yeah, ladies, get it. Lady butchers.
Yeah.
Hire me as your PR person. I'll make y'all stars.
I've never done anything with them, but I think it's a cool organization. I don't want to talk shit on it.
No, it's
just
cool.
In case they're gonna tune in.
No, you'll start your own called the Pastrami Posse.
But they've got
the Pastrami.
Yep. Nice.
Well, April Bloomfield, right? In New York, she has a butcher shop called White Gold, I believe. Is that right?
Anybody? Sorry, I can't say I'm up
New
on
New York people.
I don't know.
I'm up on April New York Bloomfield. Butcher.
Yeah, Spotted Pig.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah,
I think she opened up a butcher shop last year called White Gold.
Oh.
I had no
There's
idea.
There's a couple other ladies.
So now are you deep in the culture? Because you have a lot of information. So, Stephen, we were going to make fun of him for asking a dumb question, but there is really a lady butcher club. So I guess we can just fuck ourselves in the ass with a dead pig's foot. So are you deep in the butcher culture? Or
is there a butcher culture? I mean, I don't know. I don't know shit about butchering.
No, I just really trade meat for free drinks and stuff. That's as deep as I get.
Sick.
Okay.
I think that is really at the core of butcher culture, though.
Yeah. I use it for a tag to be cool. You know, I'm a butcher. Look how cool I am. You know.
Are you guys an abnormally full service? Like, I picture this being a very cool, modern.
What do you mean by full service?
They're like, can I get 5 pounds of the ham? Can I get 3 of the turkey and a hand job? You're asking if they do hand jobs. I feel that's full service.
If I think about walking into
that's what the brothel's for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hand
if
jobs.
If I think about walking into a butcher shop now, I think of it like the way that barbershop culture has kind of taken over in New York City. We're you know, you go into these old timey barber shops and you get your mustache waxed and whatever.
I'm doing blowjob things to make Preston, when he comes by, to make him mad. And he can't even see it from the phone. Sorry. Go, Steven.
Anyway.
Blowjobs?
No, I guess what I'm asking is
will you give me a hand job if I come to Kansas City?
If I bought, how much bacon do I have to buy to get a HJ?
Yeah.
I
got a $40 tip today. That was pretty cool.
Ew. What do you have to do for it?
Blowjob.
Okay, so she's going for 40 standard for a BJ.
40.
So that means, Steven, that's probably Hank Jr. is probably 20.
Yeah.
Hank Jr.
I am not gonna let that go.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Look at your phone is trying to go run away from you.
I said that. That's what Preston and his fucking St. Louis high school buddies call hand jobs. That was a little shout out to him because I feel real bad because he just left the building.
Oh, he's fine. Ouch.
Again, we're talking hot. Could you hang up again? Because we're talking about hot chicken sandwiches.
Hot chicken.
I really feel like we're at some sleepover.
Yeah, we're at a haunted whorehouse sleepover above a butcher shop. There's the ghost of hogs and whores.
Hogs and whores. That is, I mean, business
idea. If that's
idea.
Not on a goddamn t-shirt and also a business idea. When I end up moving to Missouri, we'll start a place. Wendy will have you out here. You'll train the whores.
Yep.
You can fuck the pigs if you want. I guess.
I'll fuck the pigs. That'll be my job. I think they're adorable. I follow way too many pig accounts on Instagram, which maybe has something to do with why I've stopped eating meat unless I know it has a name.
I'm pretty sure my lamb farmer fucks the lambs. I mean,
that's probably why they're so good.
The buttholes come in very gapy.
Oh, really?
Travis.
Interest. Travis, what are you up to? Travis.
What if we're like, okay, so it's hogs and whores. Oh, we get it. It's like, no, but it's like all. So it's like a switch up. What we do is we fuck the animals and we eat the women. Yeah. We fillet the women's bodies.
I'm still on board. Yeah, I'm still 100% on board.
I think I could cut up a human. I know I could cut up a human.
What do you think people taste like? This is. I think that you're a good person to ask this.
Oh, gosh. I don't think it would be good.
I have a I think gamey. I think people would taste very gamey.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would taste pretty good. I've got a lot of like.
Yeah, we're good. Fat, we got a nice layer of fat on us.
So that would be good. But otherwise, I mean, maybe eat a baby if any human.
See, I think a baby, but there wouldn't it be. I think veal's bullshit. I've never understood why people eat veal because I've had it and I'm like, it's like I didn't eat it for years because I thought it was cruel and whatever. And then I tried it and I was like, this is it. Like it was chewy. Yeah, like just, I was like, I thought it was supposed to literally like melt in your mouth and be amazing.
Bland beef.
It's not good.
It's gross. Well, it doesn't have any flavor to it because it's a boring life. It's just a baby.
Yeah,
because
it hasn't
lived. And they had it lay around. It's like a rich kid. It's like a trust fund kid.
So let me get this straight.
It just lays around.
Only comes from something that has lived.
Yeah, I would taste like
pain.
I would taste like a chalupa covered in hot sauce.
Yeah,
but you don't want it to live
like
that
a taco
long.
Truck at 3 a.m. Yeah. For sure.
No, if you're just laying around, right? You're not building. That's because you don't build muscle tissue. You don't have like good like drug. I might taste like a little bit of vodka too. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like you
don't
have. You probably taste like a little chemically from all the cocaine. You know, like that sometimes when you do like cocaine and it's not that good, and you get that weird drip that kind of. Like it's like what burning rubber smells like.
Oh, yeah. That's the only cocaine I've ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, Kansas City, guys.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Unshout out to Kansas City's cocaine.
Yeah.
Get your cocaine together, Kansas City.
Yeah. Tried it for a solid year. Didn't work out. So
it would be like, I would be like a gusher. There are for sure like pockets of weird chemicals and booze and you'll be chewing. And you're like, ooh, this is a little gamey. And then you pop it and like, oh God, it's a flavor burst.
Let's discuss. I just pictured like big, gross glands.
Is that tequila?
Am I drunk now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, you would for sure. Well, no, we already talked. Yeah, you would get drunk. Or if we were served rare, you'd for sure get a little bit of buzz.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. If you talk to me, if you stand too closely when you're talking to me, you get a buzz.
Yeah.
We've been faking these to stop. We're like, oh, we're losing the connection. And I just keep going back for shots.
Oh yeah. This is, yeah. You're like, you have a knife in Steven's back and you're like, make the internet connection stop working. Quick, do the thing where we pretend like we're in slow-mo again.
There's footage. It's just like me kicking the thing. It's where we lose. Every time I kick the screen over, we lose the connection.
Yeah. Every time I unplug this router.
It like
we lose the connect. I can't figure it out.
Huh. I did bring two bottles of booze to this though. So.
She did. She brought two bottles of booze. We got a bottle of gin.
Prepared.
That's amazing. So wait a minute.
Whiskey.
So when you started, so you wanted to work there. Did you just want to make sandwiches, or were you like, "This is I need to be cut open an animal"? Because I got to tell you, I've gutted fish when I was camping, and I do not like it.
No. Yeah, I wanted to cut it up.
Why?
I'm kind of into her.
Well. Yeah. It's not messy like a fish would be right out of the water because we have somebody else kill all the animals. So all the blood gets drained. So their organs are removed.
What shape is an animal in when it comes to you?
Like a star, a triangle. Yeah. What do you mean?
No, probably, but is it headless? Is it drained of, you know, it's drained of blood? Like what's the thing actually look like?
I feel like Sarah's like they used to be, but when I became the manager, I'm like, I want the heads on. I want eye contact. Because you know what?
So my only experience.
I want their last breath to be had in the back.
My
of this
only experience
butcher
with butcher shops is actually so I grew up in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, and I was directing a lot of metal videos. So whenever I needed fucked up shit for metal videos, I would go into this butcher shop where they actually had pigs and cows and whatever in the back, and they would tell me when the kill day is. And then they would just give me whatever was left. And they were amped that, like that's a thing that you can do. What? Don't look at me weird. That's
we
fucking.
We get spleens and livers and hearts.
Tell me
do you do
it.
Brains?
They have some smoked heart.
We get the heads in. We take all the meat off the heads and make head cheese, which is.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to buy some head cheese tomorrow.
meat jello.
Cool thing about this place, and I took a picture of it. They have a sign. Okay, because I'm like a big fucking loser nerd now, and I'm like, I'll only eat meat if I know that the cow was named Betsy and was happy for a little bit or
That's
whatever.
So much more psychotic than just going to McDonald's. Why? I can't tell you.
You want
to
know?
I want to know that the cow was like had like a decent life but and wasn't just a life full of like being fucking crammed against other cows.
Sure.
Being scared. You know, the whole 2 years. That's, I don't know. That's just me.
I saw the cows alive the other day for the first time.
See, I like that. And they look like, you should do that. You're making a weird face, but you, if you eat meat, you should fucking see it alive.
I was okay with seeing it alive. It did kind of, it looked a lot like my dog, but bigger. So it kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, they do have kind eyes.
It's fucked up. You should eat a fucking dog too if you're going to eat a pig.
But we do get their heads in and they're like, we have them skinned so we don't have to fuck with the skin. And, it's a bloody mess.
I bet.
And
I am
eyes
so into
just
this.
Look at you. And they
hard as a rock right now.
How do you butcher a head?
You take the cheeks off. There's like a, where your cheek is, there's a straight bone and like you can just.
So cheeks.
You can butcher your face.
But cheeks, so cheeks are delicious?
Have you never had beef cheeks?
Cheek meat.
Really? Okay.
Cheek meat's the best.
Or even
fish
meat. That's
like my favorite,
like you get a
cut
fish
off
head
the whole animal.
And you like pop the cheek out of the
collar.
Oh.
Mm.
See, I'm fuck up some food later.
See, and I'm the opposite. Like, I don't crave meat that much, and I'll like eat it if it's. I'll be like, oh, if I'm like, oh, there's chicken, you'll have some chicken on it. But if I really think about like that part of eating meat, then I just will stop eating meat for like a month. I just it grosses me out.
If you think about where it comes from.
Well, that's why I'm not eating meat unless I like am, you know, cool with it.
Really, you know, the more I learn about it, the less it doesn't
bother
me.
That's so sociopathic though, because that to me is just like, I want to know that this thing had a good life before it was murdered. I want to know that I took this animal away from her kids.
Well, it's she had kids that she knew, whereas you know other cows fucking don't even know their kids.
Yeah, and that's less sad.
It's not less sad.
Yeah,
it's more sad.
If I die, it's not sad because I have no family. If my sister dies, that
is
sad.
Dick.
No, but that's sad because she has kids to raise.
No.
No,
but yeah, you also
and you
contribute
have me, and
to
we're
a
like each other's
no,
kids.
But if we're talking about happiness,
you don't know those cows could be.
I'm in an emotional.
The world will not miss us,
right?
Yeah, I think the cows are killed pretty young. So,
oh, then I'm back on board. Fuck
they're just
kids.
Babies.
Fuck yeah. Kids. Fuck them. Millennials? I mean, no, thank you. You mean millennials? Thank you.
Oh, no. And that's, oh, man, guys, we're running out of juice on this end. I think our computers are going to die. We have to stop the podcast. That was too many puns from Wendy in one episode.
You know, I don't even like doing it, but I just have to.
Oh, I don't like. Oh, I just have to do it. It just comes out of my body. I can't stop it.
I'm just so naturally unfunny that I have to like let it come out of my body. That's my queefing on command. Is like cow puns.
It's real specific.
Right. It's very specific.
Well, I haven't tried it in a while, but we could just queef up this podcast if you want. No, I'm not doing that.
Preston, your opinions.
Preston.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite animal to gut?
I love you.
I like cutting up rabbits recently.
Really?
Because it's new. I've cut up, I can't even count the amount of pigs I've cut.
Oh yeah, I'm very. She showed me. She showed me the hogs in the back.
Cows are fun.
Okay.
You just follow seams on the cows, and you get the steaks, which are nice. Pigs are pretty boring. Really easy.
I love this.
I can cut up half a pig
I'm
in like 20 minutes.
This.
Yeah, I'm pretty into it.
No, so what do you mean follow the seams on the cat? What is that?
So where
the cat?
Like
did
the
you say
muscles?
Cat?
Yeah, Sebastian is really bumming me out lately.
Well, that's why I was like, hold on, what's going on at home, Wendy?
My apartment, a lot of the places I want don't take cats. So cow, cats, whatever. Yeah, that's, I'm pretending to be grossed out.
What do you think a cat tastes like?
Right, I'm pretending to be grossed out, but I'm saying like, but go into details. Now, how exactly would you murder a
honestly,
cow,
cat? I think cats and dogs probably taste like duck.
I have a friend who's eaten dog, and he just said it was like really shitty beef.
Yeah.
Like it was just like real
like
stringy.
Gross dark meat.
Yeah, stringy.
Yeah.
Because they use their muscles so much.
Yeah,
lazy
cats
animal.
Too.
You want to eat lazy pets. Pet. You want to eat your lazy
You want to eat your lazy. You want to eat a pug is
right.
What you want to eat.
Or like
you
deer.
Eat a fat,
like probably similar
pug.
To deer. I'm guessing.
Yeah. Dog and deer.
Dog and deer. See that.
I've never eaten dog, honestly. Okay.
But you've eaten deer, right?
I would.
I'd totally try it.
Do you guys, do butchers kind of like dare each other to eat weird, like, dude, this one time I ate this fucking crazy thing? Like, is that?
Well, one time we got a sow in that was like, what do you call it? When the milk comes out of the teat.
Lactating.
Thank you. Like, Jesus like, Christ. Yeah, it was lactating and they dared me to drink the milk out of the dead sow's teat. I got $10 for it.
Nice. Oh,
I love you.
It's real sweet. It's pretty good.
Oh my God. I'm wow. so
you hear
excited
that, ladies? $10. $10 for a tit suck and that's live or dead.
Yeah.
$40 for a dick suck and $20 for a, what was it, Megan?
Hank Jr.
Hank
Jr.
Guys, I just wanted some pork.
I just wanted like a couple strips of bacon, yeah. Like not even a whole pack.
Not hungry anymore.
I'm just trying to work out the whore side of our hogs and whore business. I'm keeping
it
tally.
You nailed it. Nailed it, Wendy. I think we've got a good starting menu.
Right. Like the secret menu behind the counter.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want some of this?
But the not so secret menu, because Wendy's going to be up at the front as I'm like doing customer service, like friendly to me. And Wendy's just going to be like, you're going to be that queefing up a storm on command.
Right.
For all to hear.
$5 a pop.
And when, yeah, exactly. And when he's just going to be in the front, we got a queefer in the back. How much, Hank Jr.'s for 20. What do you need? What do you need?
I think I could make a lot more money than I do with this new concept.
Yeah. I'm going to move to Missouri. We're going to start whores and hogs. Cause I feel like hogs need to come later now because whores is really more at the forefront of this business.
It's easy and it's fun. It's more exciting.
I think you underestimate your meat business.
Oh no, don't. We're gonna Steven? Sell our bodies too. That was about pussy meat. The pastrami posse.
There's actually no animals in our shop at all. It's just It's just us.
Just various pieces of pussy.
So how did that milk taste?
Oh, it was great. It was not bad, surprisingly. A little sweet.
How long had you been dead?
It wasn't dead very long.
It was dead.
Did you know that milk stays good in a dead thing? I mean, was that a fact?
No, of course I didn't know.
No, you just thought you were drinking just dead milk.
She lives dangerously.
I mean, somebody offers you $10, you take it, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. See, you and me and Wendy get it, but he lives in Manhattan. Perhaps you've heard of it. He's a very fancy man. So he's like $10. I didn't know they made money in that small of increments.
But let's face it. In truth or dare, I'm a big truther. What do you want to know? I'll tell you about it.
I make like $50 a week and get a pack of cigarettes for my salary. So I got to take money where I can get it.
Yeah. Kansas City, you can get by on
what kind of cigarettes you smoke? How much cigarettes out there?
She smokes American Spirit Yellows, right?
Yellow Spirits.
Did you hear how important that was? She gets cartons or she gets packs of cigarettes for $6.50.
Spirits. Off.
Wow.
Spirit Yellows, what I smoke.
I'll send you a carton.
I will pay you for that. I will Venmo you for a carton.
Maybe that could be our new business.
That's
shipping
also,
cigarettes.
When I lived in Boston and California, which wasn't that much cheaper, but they were still cheaper. When I would come home, people would like give me orders to go get them cartons of cigarettes. Cause it was like a carton was like, and there it was like $120, $140 for a carton.
No, I had to move back home cause I was so poor, but I mean, not home with my parents, but like home to Kansas City. I went to Hawaii for school.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I used to live on Maui. Which island were you on?
Wait, you used to live on Maui? How did I not know this?
Yeah. Cool. Which years were you there?
I was there from 05 to 09. I went to school at UH.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was there 2000. Like I was there. I was on Maui just for only a year, but it was like in 2001. Cool. See, what a bunch of fun people.
Wow.
Yeah, Steven, get with it.
Yeah,
it's cool. People like just do cool shit.
Lame duck over here.
That's why our meat's gonna taste so good. We've traveled. There might be a pineapple burst.
Oh,
the meat went our bodies.
There is not a pineapple burst coming out of you. No, Sarah, I'll give a pineapple burst. You things have killed the pineapple burst long ago.
I know there's no pineapple.
That's what I said.
Either.
The sore was. I'm like, it's a pineapple burst.
Maybe it'd be like a blue meth situation.
Yeah.
It's ice. You'll get an ice burst.
Yeah. Like, what is it? An ingrown hair? Pineapple burst? I don't know. There's yellow stuff coming out of it. Huh? And now it's a callback to the Beam episode. Steven, leave your test in your pants.
Shut up. Jesus. He's going to talk about it again.
So wait, so what is, so you like killing rabbits?
I haven't killed one.
She did. This is a fun fact. She apparently was a little concerned.
Oh yeah. This was amazing. Megan and I read this email.
So she, Sarah's been very sweet. And I was like, we're going to St. Louis for Christmas. It would be so dope to like come to Kansas City and hang out with you and see the butcher shop. And she was like, into it. And then send this email. And she was like, I just want to make sure that, you know, we don't actually kill animals at the butcher shop. And I was like, I know I come across as a real dumb dummy on the podcast, but I do know the difference between a butcher house and a slaughterhouse.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah, that is true.
Right.
But so I was like, no, we're cool. Then she wrote back a real dope email that was like, okay, I just didn't want you to be disappointed, which was very sweet of her. And then followed it up with, but if that is something you want to do, that being take the life of another thing,
why not?
My rabbit guy lives up the street and we could go kill a bunny.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, it's, I mean,
you guys still up in the air.
Yeah. I've never done it. I need to kill an animal.
Well, that's why that's my thing with
maybe start with a chicken.
Well, that's my thing with the eating meat is I think I haven't killed a bird. I think I could do it. And fish, I can do that. I know I can do that. So I have no problem eating fish or chicken. But yeah. I don't know if I could kill a mammal.
I don't know if I could kill a chicken.
It's real easy.
They're tiny dinosaurs. Just pretend it's a T-Rex. They're just tiny dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's real easy and they're dumb. All you do, no, you just cut its head off. My dad growing up, and so like I've been around.
That's how
this.
You can describe killing most things, by the way.
Yeah.
It's really easy. You just cut its head off.
Yeah, that's sure. Yeah, that's everything.
I could kill Megan right now.
Yeah, she totally
just cut her head off.
But with chicken, when you cut their heads off, they run around and it sprays up and then they just run around.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining, I've heard.
They just run in circles and then they stop. But that's my dad used to work on a chicken farm when he was a kid. That's how they paid for their rent. The trailer. My dad's mom lived in a trailer with like six kids. And part of how they managed to pay for that was they worked on a chicken farm. Like a chicken ranch. And so they were really poor, obviously. Yeah. Like they were sharing one. But yeah, so that's like my dad did that as a kid. I feel like instead of normally how you cut it with music, what if you did something cool and you cut it with like screaming death sounds of animals?
It's a fucking, it's good. It's not great radio.
This podcast isn't great radio.
Yeah, the podcast is not good. Last episode was in a very long email telling us exactly how and why it was shitty.
The last episode was over an hour of us reading.
But we're fixing
it. It took us an hour to read.
We're taking advice into consideration and we're improving every day. And this week we're learning how to fucking butcher with a real butcher in Kansas.
So how do I kill a cow or cut up a cow?
Oh, geez.
Like, what's the best way to kill? Like, with Tolly, the hairdresser, we learned when you're cutting hair. Well, Megan actually taught us you section it in fours. So
yeah, we didn't learn anything from Tolly, the hairdresser.
So Megan actually taught it. Well, we got away. So Megan, a couple episodes ago. So is there like a common thing with any type of animal or mammal, like a way to kind of get in there?
Quarter,
and get it,
right? I think
murdered.
You quarter everything.
Yeah,
get
the cows
get stuff quarter. To make bacon.
Oh, no.
With.
Are we
get
it losing?
Good. Heads are quartered.
Jesus.
I know.
Cows are quartered.
This is need some more whiskey.
This is so much fun.
Sorry. I know. This is so fun. I wish I was there with you. I like don't want to go to the show.
I desperately wish you were here. Sarah had to go to get the bottle of whiskey so we could have more whiskey.
Oh my God. I wish I was there with you guys. I'm so bummed that I have to do a show.
Yeah, how lame. You could be in Kansas City drinking whiskey in an abandoned whorehouse.
That sounds a million. Can I tell you, that sounds way more fun.
It does sound amazing.
No, what I was saying, everything's quartered, right? Like an animal or a head of I just feel like things are all, everybody always says, oh, quarter it.
Yeah.
The cow's quartered just so you can carry the pieces.
Nice.
So we don't have, like, there's a rail system situation in most butcher shops. We don't have that. So we just hand carry everything in.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It's like
how heavy is a quarter of a cow?
The front shoulder could weigh at least 100 pounds.
It's a two-man job. Is there like one big dude that just hauls that around? Or like, do you do that?
Yeah,
I hope so.
We
What's
call
his
him
name?
Shame.
That sounds more like my type of dude.
Yeah.
Shame just covered in this blood guy, hauling cow hey, this parts
is,
around.
This is Shame. He carries the heavy cow meat around for us.
He also cleans up Spooge.
Swoon.
Yeah, we call him Dancing Bear. Or, I don't know. He runs the front counter, but he's a big,
I'm loving
big
all these
bear
names.
Of a human.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
man, that's not falling into my stereotype of your butcher shop at all.
What Shane? A big, hot, blood-covered man carrying hunks
I wouldn't
of meat
say
around.
He's
that's
hot.
Exactly. Shut
too
up.
Too far.
Shut up.
We're painting a picture.
We're painting a picture.
As far as, first of all, Shane's hot. We're all hot. You talk to anybody, we're all very sexy, and yeah, we're between 5'10 and 6 feet tall, dangerously
exactly
thin.
The appropriate amount of weight
right.
to height ratio,
right.
accounting for huge tits and a huge ass,
right,
and a like, fat pussy, but like not too fat, like yeah. a medium fat pussy.
Right. Medium
yeah.
fat.
So that's what we're going to tell people about you. And so as far as anyone listening is concerned, we're all hot. Shane's hot. The cow parts are hot.
Yeah, got it.
Can I be hot?
she's like, oh shit! I did not sign a waiver for this. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, like Steven. Scratches all over my face. My cat scratched my face.
So oh no, like they're from me earlier monster. when I met her. I was like, I'm so excited to meet. And I just scratched her face. Teach me about butchery.
I feel real hot right now. I haven't showered in 3 days.
Hi, I've been traveling for 24 hours.
Forgot to drink water.
I had the same underwear on until an hour ago.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you finally changed it.
Yeah, Wendy sent me a text earlier asking about like my underwear. And I was like, oh, my underwear is not clean. No, this is not. No.
You can leave it behind in the old whore bedroom if you want.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Like leave my smell.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Mark my territory.
Yeah. And then when you die, you will return to pick up your scent. And then you can also haunt the butcher shop.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm on board.
The old
with all
whore.
Of this. I'm on board with all of this. I've been called worse.
Yeah. Okay. So what is your, like, as far as what, cause we're not going to, I want to do some kind of it. So, should our challenge be to like kill an animal and eat it? No, that seems crazy.
No,
that's not.
I would say, I was kind of thinking about this. I knew you would want a challenge. I thought maybe YouTube a video. Do you know how to cut up a chicken into its proper parts? That
yes.
would be the easiest and most,
not but well I guess
I'm
butchery but
bad
to,
flashbacks to like biology gone wrong.
Jeez, it's yeah. just a dead chicken.
Like buy a whole chicken,
right?
Buy a whole chicken
and break it down
and take
break
the breasts off. You take the thighs off and the leg and you cut them up.
Oh,
and
like what I do with the lady. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, what I do with the lady when I'm done
to
with
do. No, I think that's good because that's close enough.
You can easily get a whole chicken.
And not for like for me being like this dumb douchey thing I've been going through for a few months with like the whole my whole animal eating following
well, she's
too
gonna
many
cut
pigs
up a,
on Instagram.
A pig.
I am gonna cut up a pig.
Sick.
We're doing that after this. I'm gonna cut up a pig. Preston's gonna film stuff. Preston's gonna cut up a pig.
Definitely
we're gonna film it.
Make a video of that.
But I think cause like people it's like how like a little kid won't want to eat like my friend's daughter did not want to eat chicken on the bone because mm-hmm. the bones freaked her out. Cause then it was like an animal.
Right. Mm.
And then finally she was like, I'm going to eat chicken on the bone. And I went to Whole Foods and I got like really good, like free range organic chicken and I made it and she saw it and it freaked her the fuck out. I was like, but like adults are like that. Like adults don't want to like look at the thing and be like, oh, that's like, that was alive. That's like a whole animal. Like you want it in like a nugget. You want it in like a little thing.
Sure.
You can like
fried.
Disassociate the fact that like you're eating a living thing.
Right.
So I think like cutting up a chicken is good. I think that's really good.
I think, yeah, that'll be a good thing. And so we can do that. Other people, listeners can do that. And if obviously like not if you're vegan, you know, like,
oh no,
you can
don't.
Cut up but, your tofurkey loaf.
And
yeah.
Also,
yeah. Cut up a loaf.
Yeah. Cut also, up a nut loaf.
But even like fish too, you could do if you wanted to try. Well, and I just, cause we have Chinatown, Chen Wei, my roommate goes there all the time. So we can go to Flushing.
I love a whole fish.
Get
fish
some
head.
Sweet heads. Mm.
Yeah. And I can, that'll be fun. Maybe I'll do a chicken and like debone a fish.
Well, and the cool thing about, I mean, either, but especially if you do a whole chicken is A, you'll cook the whole chicken and you'll have meat for all week.
Oh,
you'll
so
have
we don't get
dinner
to buy like
week.
A pre-cooked whole chicken.
No, Steven.
Right now.
Oh my God, Steven. If it's cooked, it's not, you have to touch the gross slimy flesh.
Yeah, the skin.
Yeah, you want to touch the gross
Slimy flesh. Butt. See? It's a technical butchering term. Gross slimy flesh.
Yeah. What am I going to do? I'm going to fucking roast a raw chicken?
No. Well, wait,
how do you think a chicken is normally roasted?
No,
you think
I
it's
know.
Roasted fully cooked?
This asshole gets everything delivered.
Yeah, I get everything delivered. Especially when it comes to chicken. Okay, I'm not making a chicken.
Full stop. I am putting my foot down. Steven, you are not bitching out of this challenge.
This is the easiest one.
This is so easy.
It'll take you 5 minutes.
We have an awesome listener who is a dope bitch and is a butcher. I am in Kansas City. I traveled many moons on the moon to get here. You're doing this because this is not hard. Go buy a whole chicken at the grocery store. Break it down. You could find a YouTube video easily
to follow. It's super easy.
And then you could throw it. You could roast the chicken. And then after, you can make a fucking stock out of the bones. We do that all the time. We buy chickens specifically. Like, we'll be like, oh, we have meat for the week. But then Preston will throw them in a pot and make a big stock.
Ooh, yeah. And I sell chicken bones.
Oh, chicken bones.
You
should have tried the turkey stock he made after Thanksgiving. Woo! It was really good.
It's so crazy. And I know that you flew there and I know you cook, but just hearing you talk about this stuff and looking at you in this environment in this abandoned whorehouse, it feels like I haven't seen you for 20 years and we're reconnecting and you're just like, we live off the land in these pods. I sleep under the train tracks.
I cook the bones and eat them all week.
With the boogans.
We make soup with the bones. Yeah, we hang out with the boogans. And after we eat the bone soup, we take the bone pieces and we shake them together in a can. And that's how we tell your fortunes. Now give me $10 and your titty.
I will say this. I did stay a night at an Embassy Suites by the Phoenix Airport. So
sounds
you're
really
not far
nice.
Off. It's right. Pretty close to what you just described. I learned a lot last night. I learned a lot. I've lived a lifetime.
So we're going to do it. And you know what, Steven, when you get back, you can either do it when you're on vacation or you and I'll just force you to do it.
Oh, this is how I'm going to do it. We're for Preston's parents for Christmas Eve for their Christmas present. We're getting live Maine lobsters delivered.
Oh, yum.
So nice. I am going to kill something.
Yay.
Lucky.
Good for you.
Lucky.
Fucking losers. Ugh, I'm just going to break down a chicken. Is it already dead? That's adorable.
Yeah, but lobsters, I don't feel anything for a lobster. A lobster's a large
No, nobody does. They're just fucking spiders.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, nobody gives a shit about
lobsters.
It's
like roaches. Like, come on.
Yeah, I'm a crabsman myself. I love the crab.
Crab makes me nuts because it's so little meat for the amount of work.
No. You got to get the jumbo king crab legs. No, it's not a hammer.
Of course you don't, by the way.
I make my boyfriend cut it up for me and like he takes all the meat out for me and gives me a whole plate of crab and he eats.
Oh, that's my favorite part is breaking it. Like,
yeah, no.
I like having a whole animal. It's like why I love Cornish hens.
Yeah.
Like I love like, it's like, this is a whole this is whole thing mine. Yeah.
You're taking the whole animal's soul.
Well, and then I gain it. Yeah, I gain its power. Exactly. Like if I eat the whole thing, I gain its power.
Yeah. Aren't you a vegetarian? Or?
We've discussed this. I will totally eat meat. If downstairs, they've got a fucking sign that says the animal and the farm it's from and where in Missouri.
Yeah we also post the names of the animal that we killed that week.
What'd you say?
We post the names of the animal we killed that week.
Junior
and Tina.
Eat meat from this shop. No, and Megan, I love that their names were Junior and Tina. That's what you came up with for names for cows.
I feel like Megan's whole thing is like, I just need to know the soul. Like she just
now you're not a vegetarian. You're just a cannibal and a serial killer.
I just want to know that the animal was happy.
Yeah, you know what?
I know that sounds crazy.
Like
no,
shit covered.
Yeah,
feedlot.
I don't like driving. Okay, in California, driving up the 5 when you drive through Cowswitch. I can't. I've had
never been to California. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's when
I'm
off the 5. It's
I've
just,
been to California.
I'm very fancy. I live in Hawaii.
Yeah. I love you. Come on.
But like those cows, their entire life is just like being crammed into a thing and like stress and fear or whatever cows feel. And like driving here from St. Louis, we took the 70.
And they're just chilling.
All the way. And there's loads of cows you see, but they're just like hanging out in pastures, like roaming around. They have all the space. And I'm like, I'll eat the fuck out of that cow.
I understand that. But I also, part of me goes, logically, the cows that are trapped in these cages, it's like, yeah, they're stuck in that miserable place. Get them out of their misery. Kill them. The ones that are happy.
Yeah.
Let them just die.
I get that. People on the freeway stuck in their sardine cars.
Totally. But I don't want to eat it.
It's also more about like sustainability and the amount of animals that are drinking the water and eating up all that corn.
Also a big problem with me following all these cute pig Instagrams is a bunch of like like animal rights vegan Instagrams have popped up, and I've accidentally followed a couple, and it is
the comments are the worst.
Not been good. Oh, I don't even read the comments.
Don't read the comments.
Wait, so do you still follow those?
Me?
The PETA ones?
No, me. My friend runs one in LA. She runs the Humane League.
Okay.
She's like, she's joined it. Like,
what kind
she's
of
like
pictures do they show?
They don't show like gnarly, gnarly stuff, but it's just like, it'll be like a picture of like a real cute calf or like a real cute pig, meaning any pig or any calf. And it'll just be like, do you want to eat me? And I'm like, I know, you're so cute. I don't want to eat you.
So you're kind of making a face. Do vegans give you shit?
Me?
Yeah.
My mom's a vegan.
Oh.
Is she? Oh, really?
But because of health reasons, she'll eat the meat from my shop.
Right.
But so, I mean, yeah, I get people in. I got a guy in today. He was like, yeah, I want to be a hunter-gatherer.
Oh, okay, that's douchey. See, I'm not saying that.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It took up so much of my time on like what?
The busiest day.
One of the busiest days of my year.
Christmas. Yeah.
And he's going on and on about how he's just decided he wants to eat meat. I hope he listens to this.
I hope he listens. Sarah, I hope anyone listens to this. Yeah. Every week, I'm just like, please let's, I don't give a shit if you're
Sarah,
together.
You're
I
listening.
Take it back. I think what you're doing is cool. I also want to do that. Thomas, come back. Like everybody, please.
Keep listening.
Yeah, but he goes with the liver for his like introduction back into meat. I was like,
what?
I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
Like, you're not going to like, it's not good.
Liver is a very, like, I love liver.
I don't love liver.
But liver is a very, like, you like minerally, like meaty.
Iron.
Yeah, like, you like meaty tasting things.
Yeah.
Like, Wendy hates liver.
I think it's disgusting.
I hate liver.
I love, like, all of that.
Sweetbreads
like,
are all right.
Bits. I love organy.
See, I think
soft
I don't,
tendon. Mm.
Yeah, see, I don't like organ bits only because I know, because when you talk about, like, and I understand, like, the idea of, like, not eating animals that are living in shitty situations because the fear and the hormones and all that kind of stuff and the toxins that are released into their bloodstream with all that. So I get all that. But then the liver, the function of the liver and especially in like mammals and birds, the function of the liver in most animals, that's the filter for your toxins. So for me, it's like, I feel like I'm constantly drinking dandelion tea to get my liver clean. So the organ meat is dark, but that's like a filter for a lot of toxins. So I just don't like it because that's where like gunk is in the body of animals.
I just don't think it tastes good.
Thank you. Your reasoning is better for people listening. People, that makes more sense.
Yeah. But people like it.
I love. Preston loves liver. Babe, how much do you love liver?
Thumbs up.
You could say something. This is a real low key episode. He's been here just sitting in the corner,
he's chilling,
hanging out, waiting to eat some.
He's
meat.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Aw, thanks
drinking
for making,
whiskey.
He's, thanks for making he's, this happen, Preston.
Steven, yeah. Thanked you for making this happen, babe.
He is wearing a cardinal shirt, though. We're not super into
so
that around
in
here.
It.
He does look really
he's
cute.
Wearing
it's
a real
the cutest
cute,
cardinal
it's,
shirt
his
I've
mom
ever
got
seen.
Matching ones.
Oh, you have one too?
Yeah, I have one too. It's
why
in my
didn't
luggage.
You wear
it? Because I'm not an asshole and we're not going to wear it at the same time except for a family picture.
No, matching sweaters while you kill a chickens
actually,
that were
that
married to
fair.
Each other.
That is fair.
Chickens
yeah.
And make sure that the animals you're killing were married and I want their names. I want their birth certificates. If you have their school transcriptions, that would be nice.
Wait, that's so crazy that you just got the invite to me and Preston's wedding because we haven't told anyone we're even engaged yet. That's insane. You know, like down to the last detail. We are getting married. As we exchange vows, we will be cutting off the head of a chicken.
Yeah.
Each.
Yes. It'll be like open
I think
bar.
That's a good blood bond.
Yeah. Right. And then we're going to rub it on each other's. Instead of exchanging rings, I'm just going to scoop up a handful of blood and rub it on his face. Yeah. He's going to do the same thing to me.
I think that's sweet. Skits. It'll be fun. We can do it at the new business. It'll be like open bar. So like all the booze you want is for free. But hand jobs and queefs cost money.
I'm sorry. What?
What? Hank Jr.?
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't understand. I was confused for a second there. Oh, well, I kind of want to go cut up a pig.
Do it.
I'm going to go not kill something right now.
Oh, come on.
We're not killing anything either. It's already killed. You're also not going to kill something.
You could like hit a bird with your car.
You're not killing anything, Steven. You're gonna break down a thing that's already killed.
Go drive into a deer on your way to Pennsylvania.
There you go.
And when I go home, plenty. I'm gonna cut up a pig. That's a euphemism for masturbate. Jammers.
Sarah, do you have anything you need to promote? Do you have anything you need to plug with?
Oh, no, I am...
Plug your business.
Oh, yeah, the local pig. It's all humanely raised, no antibiotics, no
Megan
hormones.
Will eat it.
No bullshit, just happy animals, except for...
And I'm going to take videos.
One day.
They have one real shitty day.
Jammers.
Just 3X.
We are growing, we are helping ourselves, and maybe others. Might.